A Savior Who Defeated Death. A Devotion for Easter Sunday. We read from 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Grief is very real for this life. Easter may seem like a strange day to say this, but it isn't wrong to grieve. Multiple times I've heard people apologize as grief's tears stain their cheeks. Grief is very real for this life, since God never intended us to face death. He who united us, body and soul, never intended us to watch death rip body and soul apart. He didn't intend us to suffer the separation death causes also between us and those we love. An unbelieving culture may try to ignore this reality or convince themselves that death is somehow beautiful or natural. Yet every death remains what it's always been, the breath of God's judgment withering a sinner in a sinful world. To grieve a death acknowledges that not one of us is what God created us to be. So we grieve, but, as Paul says, not like the rest of mankind who have no hope. Why not? Paul continues, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Our Jesus, with all our sin fastened to his soul, dies to break sin's hold on us. As Jesus steps from his grave, he proves his victory for us over sin and sin's consequence, death. Death couldn't hold him, and death can now no longer hold any who fall asleep in him. Eternal proof of this comes on the second great Easter day. On the first Easter, no one saw Jesus at the moment when, all alone, he broke from the tomb. But on the second Easter day, all will see him, and he won't be alone. With him will be all those who have fallen asleep in him. Yes, Jesus is the Savior we need. He's defeated death. Soon, grief will be no more. We pray. You have died for my transgression. All my sins on you were laid. You have won for me salvation. On the cross my debt was paid. From the grave I shall arise and shall meet you in the skies. Death itself is transitory. I shall lift my head in glory. Amen.